Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. About midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And judging by the energy around the ESPN Louisville /93.9 studios, it's going to be an exciting, exciting week. Steve Rummage in the building. Nikki V in the booth.
What a great weekend, man. Just a fantastic weekend.
Good energy.
My happiness is on a 20. I mean, on one hand, I almost was having sensory overload.
Oh,
I've got opening day. The Reds winning the first series of the year.
Oh,
that was awesome. I've got the NCAA tournament, which I've consumed more of the tournament. I must say this over and over than I have the last four tournaments put together.
Good basketball.
I've just been watching and just my mental mindset, you know. And it's been a fun tournament. We'll get to some of that. Watching that and everything that's going on there. And then just whether it's Drew Diener sending me pictures and telling me he's hanging out with Jeff Brohm and just being jealous there, or if it's Pat Kelsey, just videos. Shout out to Corey, those guys over there putting together that video. And I'm just spending so much money on the University of Louisville. I'm just so much money right now. I'm just gear. I've called to get. I'm finally like, you know what? I gotta go ahead and pull the trigger on those season tickets, man. Because like Elijah's wanting to go now. He's pumped about Pat Kelsey.
Locked in.
He's pumped about football. He's, you know, me and him. Friday, me and him went and Xavier. I took the boys. We had a dudes' day out to practice. I mean, it's just like this is awesome.
You know how I can tell that it's awesome around here? I literally had the most embarrassing, worst moment that I've had probably as an adult.
Uh-huh. Sure.
That's fair.
And most of my childhood.
Oh, yeah.
And it was your fault.
No, I know said story.
That I had this embarrassing moment.
Uh-huh.
And for me to still be able to smile through it and,
yeah.
and show my face afterwards, things must really be good because that was so embarrassing. I might have, under normal circumstances, I might have just moved or hit,
oh, yeah.
or hit out forever.
Oh, no, yeah.
So
no.
I thank you for that moment.
That's I can't wait for everybody to hear about it in a little bit. It's going to be that's going to be a good one.
Yeah. But, yeah, other than that, I like recruiting videos.
We have players.
I got right back into my wheelhouse of the actual sports stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So that was really fun.
Oh, yeah. I know the way James Scott wipes his rear end, like, at this point. Like, yeah.
So there's that. And I enjoyed NCAA college basketball.
Absolutely.
I enjoyed, like I said, the byproduct of the transfer portal. And the COVID year
yeah.
has brought maturity back to college basketball.
1,000%.
It further.
Well, no, it's brought college basketball back to college basketball.
Yes. Yeah. Maturity.
Sure.
Development. Long term. You know, like I said, it
sets.
Right.
Game plans.
Or.
My God, that's going to end terribly.
I know.
Wow.
Or. You said sets and game plans.
Yeah.
Or real deal, fundamental player. I just got a player. Give him the ball and let him make a play.
Yeah.
That was fun watching Big Boy work, wasn't it?
That was amazing. Yeah, dude, it's been incredible.
Your new favorite player, Zach Edey?
I can't stand Zach Edey. Ugh.
How could you be talking like that, Steve?
That dude.
Zach Edey is on his way to the Final Four.
That dude, first off, gets away with everything.
38-31-93-9 is the text line.
Oh, and we had some massive news this morning. People are asking about. We're going to get there in just a second.
81-50-93-9 is the number. Feel free to jump in here about your weekend, about what you expect out of your week. Zach Edey.
Yeah, no, it's terrible.
Did you know, Nikki, that Steve hated Zach Edey?
I did not know this.
Well, because I didn't start hating him until this weekend.
It's because of the video with him and the girl?
No, I don't hate Zach Edey because he has sex.
Okay.
No.
I just wanted to make sure.
There's a lot of reasons I don't like him. That is not on the table for me. He can do whatever he wants there. Actually, I don't know why that is even like a video.
Yeah, I was shocked to a girl about that.
I know.
It could be his girlfriend for all we know. Like,
it doesn't matter. Yeah.
I'm like, my God, if videos like that get you in trouble, if anybody ever gets the security footage from inside my home with me and Charity, I'm going straight to jail.
Yeah, that seemed like the biggest nothing ever.
LaGrange!
Mutual or not, I can't even tell at this point.
What are you doing? It's I've never in my life seen somebody get away with, at his size, with being able to clear space for himself.
Jokic.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just maybe. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
fair.
Yeah, I could be wrong.
Look,
but
pros, I'm like, it's y'all's job to figure it out.
Yeah.
You got to figure out how to negate that.
Okay.
You're right.
Zach Edey.
I'm like, dude, if you're Zach Edey size, you already can get a shot off for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're allowed to put your body into a player to create space at his size.
Especially with your upper body.
It's impossible to guard.
That's what I like about Burns. He has to create it by getting low and rooting
out. Best spin move in college basketball.
And Steve being a big boy lefty.
I bet you just. Oh, I love Burns. Did you see a video I sent you last night of him walking out?
Yeah, oh, yeah,
vibe,
of a vibe session on the way out.
Yep.
I figured you would enjoy
it. WrestleMania is going to be on Saturday night, which is a big thing for me, right? I'm going to have Purdue NC State on as well. Like, that's one, you know, now Bama, UConn.
You do know Purdue's going to wipe the floor with
NC State. Most likely. Well, it don't matter because everybody's playing to get smacked by UConn. Because I just watched them go on a 30-0 run, hold a team without 0 points for about an hour and 15 minutes in an Elite Eight game, Marcus, against a 3 seed. Not a Cinderella, They are a machine, which I want to talk about today because there's two teams I want to chat about today when it comes to Pat Kelsey, because we can talk some basketball, baby.
We're building to imitate.
And building rosters, I want to talk about NC State. And I want to talk about UConn today when it comes to the team that we're going to have going forward. But yeah, no, they hated Shaq. What do you mean?
Who hated Shaq?
Shaq's not – Shaq and Edie aren't even on the same planet of how they play. What are you talking about? So you hated Shaq?
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. No, Shaq didn't – lean down, bump into somebody so they could step back. If Shaq created space, he went through their face.
Dudley?
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. I hope DJ Burns rips Purdue. He pushes off, flops so much. Yeah, I agree. Let's see. Who besides me has ordered their Pat Kelsey glasses from Skeptical to Pump? I have a confession.
I'm actually going Vision Works.
I have a confession. I may or may not. Now, I already wear the black glasses like that.
But the oversized frame.
But I have to show Marcus, and this is great radio too. I may or may not, Nick. Look, and of course, oh, now you want to give me 50% off the frames because I'm trying to show somebody something. I may or may not have these Oakleys. These oversized,
very nice,
black-framed Oakleys on the way.
Well, let me one-up you.
Shout out, Coach.
Steven.
Okay.
I may or may not have downloaded an app to put the glasses.
Said glasses on your face.
So I have generated an AI version of myself with the glasses.
No, I can't. That's fantastic. Man, yeah, no, I can't wait to, you know, the more we get. Right now, somebody asked me the other day, they were like, are y'all going to get Coach Kelsey on the show? I'm like, I don't want to right now. I look, everybody else is talking to him. Drew's chatting with him good. Go make a team, and then we'll talk. Go build a team.
Yeah, like I am completely satisfied with Drew Diener.
Go build the team, dude. That's what I want you doing. Then we can chat. I mean, look. Between Marcus and I, both played under Denny Crum.
Stop saying that.
I played a game.
Stop
under.
Saying
was
that.
I or was I not coached by Denny Crum? You tell me right now on this air.
And he complimented you.
Okay. Between Marcus and I, we have around, 1,400 points at the University of Louisville. So one of us was a walk-on football player. The other one was basketball. But
great teamwork.
No, yeah. But anyways, okay, building a roster. If you want to do it this morning, there was a big announcement. And we need to give a massive shout-out to Rick Kieber, a massive shout out to the 502 Circle, Dan Furman, Mark Spiegel, either one of you guys are listening, please feel free to give us a ring.
I was going to say Dan and Mark.
Yeah, give us a ring. But Rick Kieber.
Actually, give us a call and let's get something on air that Nikki, we can give Nikki some work to do, cut up a promo or something.
Absolutely.
Can do. I need one for the week, so what better way?
What better way?
Okay, I'm listening to Steve.
No, Rick Kieber and
Explain
Low Brands.
Explain people the full announcement.
$1 million matching donation. So that means, I know y'all know what this means, but you can go to the 502circle.com. You can go, 502circle is a Venmo, by the way.
502circle.com.
Yeah. Or like I said, Venmo, the 502circle. Everything you give up to $1 million is going to be matched. Mm-hmm. So if you get on there, you give $20, it's a $40 donation. Mm-hmm. Give $50, it's a $100 donation. Drew Diener gave $1,000 this morning. It's a $2,000 donation.
Boom.
You can do 10, do 20, whatever it is. But here's the kicker with this. This is earmarked for
basketball.
Sorry. For Louisville men's basketball. That's what this $2 million.
I don't ever stop saying earmarked.
Why is that?
I just I got PTSD from when,
yeah,
you know, when we first, when did we first hear the word earmark, Steve?
What was it, the FBI stuff?
Adidas.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's all.
Yeah, it's like, I don't even want to hear that word, but.
Well, now that's exactly what we're doing. Now we are essentially Jordan Fair just going and saying, hey, I need $2 million to build my team. And it's awesome. But no, $2 million is what it will be. And that will go to Louisville men's basketball. Now, they did say anything that's left over will be distributed. Now, listen, all the other sports.
Recruiting only.
This doesn't. Yeah, no. This doesn't change. I mean, listen. And one thing I will say, I heard Drew say this last night, and I want to make sure I repeat it. While we are pumped about basketball right now and what Coach Kelsey's doing, and you see the get back in of all this and the money that's coming in, it does make you appreciate what Coach Brohm did in the fall, you know, with they're rolling.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they were rolling, and Coach Walls and Coach, you know, the different ones, and Coach McDonald. But yeah, it's, I also don't want to, you know, you don't want to almost just go, oh my God, thank God we're finally back and happy again. And it's like, well, we had some great seasons. Listen, like, yeah,
that was my, that's why I kept on bringing up Josh Hurd, you know, because overall you're rolling. Like I said, you know, you can say, okay, the basketball has to be rolling for you feel like you're rolling. But no, you're, to me, again, somebody who just enjoys all the sports, I always have an all the sport guy. You've been, you know, you've had it rolling pretty good. Like I said, you know, you and I have conversations about the 8-win season even before Coach Brohm. It's like, no, like your program strength,
yeah,
is always a glowing one glowing personality away from super excitement. So yep. So yeah, like Coach Brohm is and his personality and like I said, the connection and the good ball. Ooh, and when the dust settles a little bit on this basketball thing, and we start talking about, really talking about what he's had on campus, like the lip, like where Brohm has been fishing.
Oh my gosh.
At,
yeah.
Like when we really explain to you people, like, listen, people, like, this is not a joke, man. Like, and I'm kind of taking your, this is not a joke anymore. This is not a game anymore.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is not fun anymore. Coach Brohm. You're bringing these names in here. You bring these dudes in here. My man Steve said he ain't going to enjoy himself.
No.
I said, I'm still going to enjoy himself.
Yeah.
But Steve might be dragging me into his world of saying, okay, this might get serious.
No, I stopped having fun. I stopped having fun after Notre Dame. Notre Dame was fun. Up until then, it was fun. I was just happy to have Brohm back.
Right.
Yep. And I said it. I said, look, I hope everybody had a good time. Hope it was fun. Hope it was fun. Yeah, because now I'm ready to win. Which, by the way, I've went out to spring practice a couple times. I need to add a few pieces. We'll talk about that later.
Okay, you know what?
I've seen a couple spring practices, and I'm like, eh, I need a couple more pieces.
Well, that was a... I'm
getting stingy.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
I'm getting stingy.
Well, let's take a quick commercial break. 93.9 DeVille.
Need a couple playmakers.
Welcome back. It's been Days with Marcus Maven. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Two quick things.
I like it.
YouTubers, I'm sorry. I've been screwed. Listen, I thought I was going to get the camera back out and get the YouTube back up, and it was just going to be a smooth process. I must have forgot how to do the YouTube channel at work. So it's been sad to watch.
It's like watching an old boxer try to get back in the ring.
You just don't got it. It's gonna be Tyson against Jake Paul.
I will be watching that.
Listen, so that royalty free was absolutely unnecessary because I'm just that's a total boo.
What a waste of a comeback. That was good though.
Yeah, I thought that one didn't suck.
And we're in the midst of revival.
And I'm screwing it up.
Come on, man. Like the fourth grade awakening.
And one more. Drew Diener. I'm sorry. Listen, I've been tasked to do something, and Drew Diener he's been so gracious about not crushing me over this, right?
Well, it's because he's in Florida.
Okay, look, it's something I've been procrastinating, and I'm sorry. It's just the worst.
Okay.
So we're just gonna. I'm sure he didn't want me to say it on air, but if you're listening, Drew, I'm sorry. I'm on it.
Okay.
My bad.
Phone lines.
Okay, who do we got?
JD.
JD, thanks for joining us on 93.9 Fireway.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Hey, I got a quick call this morning, but just a positive feeling call.
Yeah.
I just wanted to point out a small story. I know we've been hearing a lot of positive stories ever since Pat got in town. But the night that after his announcement, my family was out at Valare, and I'm sure some of you guys have heard little stories about that. Well, they ended up sitting right next to our family's table. And from what I'm aware of, I don't think he knew who my family was, which was made it more interesting to me. I loved it that way. But he ended up coming over and talking to us for, I'd say, 5 to 10 minutes. Super, super nice guy. But the point of why I'm saying this is he's so genuine. He came out of his way. From what I'm aware of, he didn't know who my family was. And we are about to make our donation to the school. You know, I benefit a lot from my family's, you know, ticket. So it was a very positive experience for me. But I just want to say, does it not feel amazing to feel like all things are just kicking on full cylinders? It's just such a special time, and I'm so excited. So I just had to give a positive momentum and another positive little piece of I'm excited. It feels nice again to just see and feel the positive momentum. And, yeah, I just want to give a shout-out because I thought that was super cool of him to do. So thank you, guys.
It's awesome, man.
Appreciate the call, JD. Nikki, normally I wouldn't ask you to do this, but could you run to the door very, very quick? You know what? Shame on you, JD. Shame on you.
Oh, no. No.
Shame on you.
It's a great story.
No, it was a great story with an underestimation, a gross underestimation.
Okay.
He knew exactly what he was doing.
Yeah, probably true. That probably is
true. Yeah, JD, he doesn't make a move without a game plan.
Yeah, that's probably true.
JD, he knew the names and the backgrounds of every single person in that restaurant.
That's fair.
And he knew exactly who to go talk to and to ingratiate himself person by person. Shame on you, JD. That would be a good story.
That's fair.
that's a good... Don't underestimate him.
No, but that's a great story, man. And a lot of people are kind of starting to get those as they see him around. Now, I will say, I think he is just from looking... And by the way, we're going to have Dan Furman on here in about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll call it, let us know, 502 Circle. But, you know, I think it's one of those things where immediately it was he's very open to talking with the fans and being involved. But also I do think he's kind of now it's getting into, okay, it's roster time. He's starting to get players coming in, which I know we're going to get to, you know, start to.
Are you glad he was at Valare instead of Roosters?
Yeah. Well, no. I love Roosters.
I didn't mean that. Roosters is great.
Shout out to Brian.
Shout out to Brian. Roosters, good pivot.
Brian's my guy.
Good pivot. It's just I used the Roosters as an example of finding the line between.
Sorry, Brian. It's Marcus. Said
a
that.
Place you would go to every day. And then a place you would go to.
I'll put special. Roosters pasta up against anybody.
I don't think I ever had pasta.
I love Roosters.
Of course.
I'm sorry you don't like it. So, hey, when you need a table saved next year.
Thank you. Thank you.
Don't be surprised that. When Brian's like, you oh, see, sorry, it was only a two-seater.
You see what just happened, Nikki? Yeah. When Steve steps on it, I bail him out.
No.
When Marcus steps in it,
I try to get ahead.
Yeah. He slathers it all over you.
He does everything he can to try to. Like, yeah. He just said it.
Should Brian hate Marcus? Probably. I'm not putting that in his head. I'm not saying it, but
and guess how Steve knows Brian?
How does Steve know Brian? I'm listening.
Just do me.
Well, you know.
No, that's what he did. I introduced him to everybody, and then he just starts cutting me.
Just and then I just overtake, look, from within.
Cut me right on out.
It's your own people. It's always your own people. just take you down. Look, maybe Jocelyn was right on Twitter last week. Like, where's Marcus at? I took him out.
Something ain't right.
Yeah.
Shout out. If this not Dan, I have to. And Antonio, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Good morning, gentlemen. I just wanted to say, in a few days that we've had TK, he's done what the fan base needed. We've been a fan base. Our fan base is full of dogs. And we've been getting fed vegetarian meat the last few years. TK came in, he gave the fan base the red meat. That's what the press conference to me was about. When you say, I'm done wearing blue, that's what we want to hear. That's what we want. That's what we want in the coach. Now, if he can win a few games, he'll have the Louisville fan base forever because he has the right mentality that we want. He's given us the red meat. He's a fighter. He's been counted out. That's the Louisville fan base. I'm rocking with PK. I'll hang up and listen.
Appreciate the call.
Appreciate it, man. I do love that. That's just when you're getting those, because I do agree, man. I think the little things like that matter. When he tweets out over the weekend,
don't discount Josh on that too. Just hey, fumble.
Yeah,
what did they say? Turnover.
Turnover. Yeah,
turnover.
Yeah.
Yeah, just who might not want to do that.
Yeah, hey, just telling you right now, man.
Like, yes, the shade of blue is still.
Yeah, it can be no blue. At all.
Yeah, just.
And just to hear him, man, just come out and say, hey, no, look, all the blue's gone.
And he's just like, listen, he didn't seem to be challenging of it. Like, oh, this is difficult. No.
Yeah.
Like, no, we're not even going to talk about this. Just trust me. You'll be appreciative that I gave you this heads up.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so what are you going to be? What's the next step, Steve? I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But what's the next step of your eyeballs? Just roster?
Yeah. Well, it will, because honestly, you bring
roster or types. Are you still?
Yeah. No, it's types.
Okay.
And you bring two guys from College of Charleston, both that I really like.
Mm.
Okay, like I said, we can get into those.
We are going to. Yeah, we are definitely going to get into those.
But I also look at them and go, okay, this guy's you know.
Okay.
Now I start to look, like tomorrow, for instance, you have a Terrence Edwards Jr.
BC or
James Madison.
Yeah.
Sunbelt Player of the Year. Going to be on campus. I'm looking now at, and again, I'm not discounting the College of Charleston guys because I think they're going to be a big help. You know what I mean? But I know there's familiarity there.
Yes.
I want to see kind of what you go recruit. By the way, there's still one guy not in the portal here.
There is.
Tyler.
Cryptic.
Yeah, I mean.
Cryptic post.
Rod Wave lyrics. I don't know what they mean. I don't know what they mean, but they mean something. I would take. I'm just so in between on anybody. If anybody wants to stay, I'm here for it. If they don't, I'm here for it too.
Yeah, I can celebrate a stay or a departure and have the exact same enthusiasm.
Yeah, I don't mean that in a bad way. Yeah, it's just like, I mean.
Yeah, and when I say celebrate, it's like, no, go, listen, spread your wings. Like, you know, like.
Yeah, because I think it was a good roster. I still to this day, I'm like, no, it's a good roster. That's why we were so angry.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. But I also am like, it might be time for a fresh start here.
Yeah, just.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, where there is zero lingering.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, hey, if Tyler's here, I mean, you know, a guy like that, I could look at and I could go, hey, man, like, I think he could be a problem, especially with, you know. Especially in a system, in a college system that will get him open looks.
I'll say this. I'll say this about Tyler. This would be the positive thing about okay, this is why I would feel good about him staying.
Mm.
It's because last year, put it this way, I felt like he was done a disservice.
Yeah.
I felt like he was done a disservice. I think you could see from day one, he was different. You could see from day one, you need to cater to him a little more. You know, you could have catered to his skill set a little more to, you know, to have an effective thing. Mm-hmm. I watched him sit game after game for 10 minutes, you know.
Yeah.
And you knew he was, like, the most effective guy on the team.
Yeah.
Okay, and this, like I said, I'm not being drug into it, but you get what I'm saying. But I think he kept his Ty Lahr.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he didn't buckle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, okay, listen, you don't want to start. Cool. When I get in, I'm gonna do my thing. You know,
I am not
in the selfishness. Yeah, but yeah. I'll I think he kept himself.
Yes.
So I think he's still untouched.
I mean, you remember there was points in December and early January where we were like, he, if he's the only guy comes back, I'm happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, so there was a lot of good stuff there. Yeah.
Jonathan, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Oh, not much, guys. How are y'all this morning?
Good.
Feeling good.
And it's so good to talk to you all. It's so good to everybody's calling in, not ready to, like, run themselves off a bridge or,
yes,
you know, things of that nature. Everybody's, like, upbeat and positive. And, you know, the only thing I was a little disappointed in the press conference was that somebody didn't, like, straight up ask him, dude, do you have, like, basketball plays in a book? Do you have plays that you run? Or do you just – everybody runs around?
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm so tired of everybody just running around. And I know he will, but I thought that would have been, like, the perfect question to just, like, have everybody go, oh, yeah, this guy's going to be super different. But what a blast of energy, man. Positive. Everybody's excited. And, you know, and I think this might, too, and nobody's mentioned this, but I think this takes a little pressure off of Jeff Brohm's shoulders and lets him get back to football instead of being the face of the University of Louisville. Which he took it like a champ, but daggone, man, let's let him rest and do what he does for a while. But I'll hang up and listen. Thank you all.
John, I appreciate the call, Jonathan.
Yeah, nah.
I looked at Steve right when he said that.
Yeah. Nah, and let's be clear, Jeff Brohm is still Jeff Brohm.
He said, I am the threat.
Yeah, like, Jeff Brohm is...
I am the pressure.
I love Coach Kelsey, and I love what Coach Kelsey's doing. But Jeff Brohm is still Jeff Brohm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, listen, he's already went out there and had – we were ranked in the top 10 this year.
I am the threat.
Yeah, like, nah.
Anais, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Feeling good.
Doing good. No, I just wanted to really just kind of reiterate what everybody else has been saying, but I guess kind of put my little twist to it. Pat Kelsey, I like what he's been doing so far, grabbing Rain Smith and grabbing the other kid. What's his name? Scott.
James Scott.
Yeah, yep. James Scott. Yes, I actually like the it's kind of hard to, you know, try to watch a lot of film on these guys. Rain Smith, I actually have. He has a flamethrower. James Scott, I think he could be really good. It's per 48 minutes, you know, stats was pretty good, actually, you know, for a freshman, of course. So I think with under the right development with Pat Kelsey, obviously coming into a better conference, he's going to probably have to put on some more weight, you know, get a little bit stronger. But, I mean, the man lives off a pogo stick. So, I mean, we haven't had that in a while. So I think that would be a good piece. But I'm also with Steve, too. You know, I'm sorry we can't just be the University of Charleston in the ACC. We have to go get some impact day one championship-level players. And I think Terrence Edwards, you know, I've seen him against Wisconsin. I mean, the guy can play. I mean, I've seen James Madison a lot this year, too. If we can add him and maybe – I mean, not maybe. I would love to Ty Lahr to return. I know he gets a kind of a bad rap, you know, because, you know, he does turn over the ball a little bit. He's more turnover-prone. But he's a freshman. I've always tried to tell him he's a freshman. I mean, hell, Peyton Siva didn't even touch the floor his freshman year. So, I mean, it's all part of the learning curve, all part of the learning process. But as Pat Kelsey said, I mean, he wants to get up and down. And Rain Smith actually said that on a podcast, too, I was listening to yesterday. You know, Pat Kelsey wants to get up and down. And that's Ty Lahr Johnson's game. He's a downhill threat. I mean, he can't really shoot, really, as of now. But, I mean, that's a skill that he could obviously work on. But, I mean, he's a downhill threat. And, I mean, I feel like if you can surround him with shooters and he gets in the lane, he can find open shooters. He's a good playmaker, really, really good defender. So, I mean, you have all the traits there, you know, for him to be a winning player. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I would love for him to return. But outside of that, I'm happy. I'm looking forward to the direction of our program. And like you said, Steve, yeah, you're right. Yeah, there's no Jeff Brom, buddy. Yeah, Jeff Brom is Jeff Brom. He is still Jeff Brom. He is the king as of right now. So, yes, I just wanted to let you guys know that, and y'all have a great morning.
Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah, I was like, don't be coming in there with them. Look, for two reasons. First off, because Brom is still the king around here. And two, if you think Brom, if you think we're going to be okay if he comes out here and has some silly butt year because we got Pat Kelsey.
I knew you were going to do the game. I knew you were going to
rank. Hey, you can't come out and win like seven games now because we got Pat Kelsey, Jeff. Jeff.
he turns back into Jeff.
Yeah. We'll be like, hey, man. Like, what are you doing here? No, but it is a good mix, man. It's a good mix. It's good. It's good, man. It feels like we're a whole again, man. It feels like we're a whole athletic program again.
Who's going to be the first to turn heel?
First to turn heel. In what way?
You know which way I'm talking about, Steve. Who's going to be the first local personality?
Oh, I thought you meant coaches. I was like, what? And just start throwing games? Like. Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough question, man, answer on air. I don't know. Who would be the first to turn? Louis. Right?
Just for fun.
Yeah. Right?
Or you get locked back in here. Okay, we do have him.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Dan Furman, thank you for joining us today on 93.9. How's it going, my man?
What's going on, guys? I appreciate you having me. We got some exciting news. Rick Kieber is and always will be the man, and we're keeping this thing rocking.
Listen, I enjoy that you just jump straight into it. Can you give any of the backstory to that at all? Is it just brainstorming, or did Rick Kieber just call you up and just say, "Hey, I want to make something happen"? Kind of give us what you can of the backstory of putting this together.
Yeah, man, and that's a great question. Rick has always been an unbelievable supporter of our program, and no matter what, like, through the ups and downs, like, that guy's been there, he's been through it. And I'm excited for him that now there's this huge opportunity in front of us, and he's at the forefront of it. I think there's a – that just goes to show, man, like, the resilience of our fan base and, where we're headed. Like, this thing is – we're going to be back up soon, right? So Rick wanted to make that statement, and – you know, I think it's exciting, right? It's exciting for everybody involved, and it's a great opportunity for our athletes and for this community to continue to come together and be behind what this is all about, and that's making this thing special again.
When you say statement, like, because that is a huge statement, does that say more about the program or kind of the growth and influence of the 502 circle? I mean, of course, the obvious answer is both, but, you know, how much of a reverberating statement is that, you know, at a time like this?
Yeah, and I'm gonna say this. It's unbelievable that this program, like, what this program has to offer, right? And I'm always going to give the credit back to Louisville basketball, right? Like, none of us are bigger than that. And I think that when you bring this whole community together, I've been here, man. I've seen that place, but it was 22,000 seats packed, right?
Right.
That's what we need to get back to, and having Rick push that and be on the forefront of this whole thing is incredible. We can't do it without 502 Circle, without NIL, being able to bring players here and attract the right coaches and athletes. So, you know, we're going to continue to build it on our side, and we're going to do that through this $1 million matching campaign. And every time somebody, you know, goes online, 502circle.com, joins 502 Circle and gets their membership, like, you're changing this place, the future of this place forever, right?
Right.
It's a huge opportunity for us to completely transform what this looks like and the competitive nature of Louisville Athletics. So we're excited to continue to build it out. This is going to run here for a little while, but we need you to get involved today. We're going to try and crush these goals and match Rick's $1 million and Glow Brands. They're unbelievably generous for that, and I can't wait till we we're all having a little celebration. We got some fun things planned, but I can't wait to celebrate us getting a win here and knocking this campaign out.
Okay, I was gonna send you a message behind the scenes, but since I got you on here, I kind of throw you a bit on the spot. I was gonna send you a message and say, give me about three things to put together a 502 Circle commercial, and I was gonna invite you to come in here and record and kind of donate a spot for you. Are there three things you could think of right off the bat that you would put on a 502 Circle commercial?
Join 502 Circle today. Our memberships are going to be unbelievably fun. $25 a month. We've got events coming up that you guys are going to love. We've got something planned on the 18th that we're about to roll out to you all. So you don't want to miss that, man. That's going to be our first real, true member event. Don't miss that thing. Be ready to go. We're collabing with somebody downtown, a little music involved. So be ready to go for that. It's the night before the spring game. It's going to be an exciting time. And that's number one, right? Number two, like we need you guys to keep spreading the word. Like, this thing is growing like crazy. Keep talking about how special Card Nation is, how special our basketball program is going to be, you know, moving forward and where we're going to take this thing. And number three, like, it's all about W's, man. Like, everyone here at the end of the day wants to see this program have success. They want to see us win. They want to see our athletes grow. And by getting involved, joining 502 Circle today, you can do that. You can directly impact wins and losses on the field, on the court, everything that we do, right? We're going to recruit high-end athletes, do the best we can to make sure that they stay here and make an impact on this city. So we're excited about it. There's a lot of fun things to come. And let's keep growing, man. Let's keep growing this thing.
Dan Furman, scratch that. One take, Dan Furman. The offer still stands if you want to come in here.
That's amazing, man.
And record a commercial. Sales. But yeah, we'll definitely get you out of here on that note. Looking forward to having you, you know, in the studio and working with you moving forward.
Hey, we appreciate it. There's some more news coming out here on the press conference and press release side here shortly. You know, again, huge thank you to Rick Kieber and his family and to Glow Brands. So we appreciate you guys and look forward to keeping this campaign rolling.
Indeed, we appreciate it, you. That was Dan Furman representing 502 Circle.
Listen, I had the chance. Me and Coach Lieberman went over. We were over at the press conference and we were there early, right? So we're just in there hanging out, whatever, just chatting. And I got to stand there and chat. I know Dan, you know, pretty well. He's amazing. But finally got to chat face-to-face with Mark Spiegel for about 45 minutes.
Yep.
Just incredible dude.
Sharp.
Yeah, you're like, you're impressed. Good, you know, energy. It's like, man, I'm glad you're part of this. Yeah, and you know.
You could feel that from the beginning. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Y'all have a good direction.
Yeah, because when you first hear it, when you very first hear it.
I'm glad you're saying
somebody's like, oh, they're doing a 502 Circle. And I'm like, okay, whatever. You know, it might be cool.
Yeah, you don't know if this is.
Collectives weren't really a thing.
Right.
You remember? We were like, oh, I mean, Florida has a collective.
Yeah, and you naturally go, okay, where's this money going?
Yeah.
Oh, he did say it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shout out to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A out there, man, bringing in. They brought the good stuff today, some mac and cheese and all that. Yeah. We're about to go tear that up. But yeah, just, you know, it was, and then to see, okay, this seems like it's a serious thing, to now reading an article on a national publication that was like, Louisville might have the best collective in America. And that wasn't from local. That was national. You know, it was like, no, Louisville could, when they were talking about Pat Kelsey taking the job, and it's like, and Louisville probably has the best collective in all the country right now. I want to go back and slap Steve Rummage on the face with Ty Spalding, or on the phone with Ty Spalding, you know, and Ty's like, hey, man, you know, it's a collective thing coming. I'm like, oh, that's cool. So, what else? You know, and it's like, you want to go back and smack myself and be like, hey, that's a massive deal.
But again, you watch it execute and you say, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm game for this. I tell you what, Nick, you go ahead and play us out. We're going to talk players. We're going to talk styles. We're going to talk direction of the program and a lot more stuff rolling along here on 939 The Ville.